www.ecosystemsmatter.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson may be on the way out of that post. It's a report in the New York Times claiming the White House is working on a plan to force Tillerson out and replace him with CIA Chief Mike Pompeo. The report saying the move could come in the next several weeks and that Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton would be the top candidate then to fill the top CIA position.
If the case satisfies the legal requirements and if it's consistent with what the victims' families want, then we will seek the death penalty.
That's a state's attorney in Florida, Andrew Rorena, who is speaking of the case of Hal Emanuel Donaldson, who's facing four counts of first-degree murder for a string of murders in a Tampa neighborhood. A judge ordering that Donaldson be held without bond until his next hearing next week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
FBI Director Christopher Wray and Acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke are before a congressional panel discussing the many threats to national security.
What's really struck me is the magnitude of the threats we face and the diversity of the threats we face.
And Secretary Duke said the threat from terrorism to the U.S. is arguably greater today than it was around 9/11, though both officials reminded lawmakers there are other serious threats to national security, including cybersecurity and border security issues and natural disasters. Getting word that Senator John McCain says he has a second brain tumor, the Arizona Republican telling People magazine the tumor was found by doctors during chemotherapy treatments for his original tumor. The 81-year-old McCain says, though, he's feeling fine. On another front, McCain says he will support the Senate tax bill, saying it will enhance American competitiveness, boost the economy, and will provide long overdue tax relief for middle-class families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy is staying in jail while his federal trial continues, turning down a judge's decision to let him and two other defendants, including one of his sons, be free on bond in the meantime. The 71-year-old rancher says he'd rather stay in jail until he and the others are acquitted of weapons and conspiracy charges. The remains of a World War II veteran from Long Island, New York, are now back in the United States, as Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
More than 70 years after Sergeant Robert Maines was killed in Germany, his remains have been returned to his daughter. Barbara O'Brien has been waiting for this day for years.
He was missing in action, and as a little girl, I didn't realize that he was dead, really.
The vet's remains turned up recently and were identified through DNA. Sergeant Maines will be honored for his service this Saturday on Long Island.
The 2017 Atlantic hurricane season officially ends today, going down as the most expensive storm season on record with an estimated cost of over $200 billion. There were 17 named storms this year. And a new Harvard study claims over half of today's kids will be obese by their 35th birthday. The prediction is based on a computer model of current trends. And researchers say it takes into account the height and weight data of over 40,000 kids and adults. Researchers say 3 out of 4 toddlers with obesity will be overweight by 35. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome, one, welcome, all, welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. And we've had a tradition here on the program. I'm not the only one that does this. Some other big radio talkers do as well, talk about the first Thanksgiving and put it into economic terms, talking about how the original settlers started out and how it was a socialist enterprise, which didn't work. And I find the whole thing, it's kind of ironic if you think about it. You know, what was built and what was created here in this land of ours, starting out as socialist, recognizing that, gee whiz, that doesn't work, and moving on from there. I'm not going to do the whole story. I'm not. I want to talk a little bit about what's become so fashionable today. College campuses everywhere. This fascination, this flirtation with socialism and communism, for crying out loud. I mean, Bernie Sanders could have beaten Hillary Clinton if the DNC didn't interfere. And you take a look at the past 100 years, and again, it's been 100 years, Bolshevik Revolution. New York Times has done a series of pieces in their newspaper almost lamenting the fact that it's kind of gone by the wayside, but it really hasn't. Daniel Hannan, one of the British MPs, did a bit of a piece this past week talking about the death toll. And again, it's okay. I mean, you can go to one of these anti-fi and go one of these leftist rallies. Oh, they have no problem whatsoever flying communist flags. None. But if you were to do it by body count, I mean, the communist flag is definitely chalked up a lot more death than the Nazi flag has. It has. This fascination with utopia. They actually think that there's like a recipe. Like they're gonna you pick up the Communist Manifesto, you're one of your political science teachers or history teachers in college assigns it to you, and you should read it. And many of these kids are, you know, taking way too many hits off the skull bong with the tapestry on the wall, think that they can make it work. If only it was done the right way. If only it was done the right way, everything would be awesome. There would be a utopia here on Earth. It's like this recipe where just so happened that they got the ingredients wrong this time, and that's why the whole thing was terrible. And that's a dangerous recipe you're playing with there, my friends, because it doesn't work. Never has worked. And every single place it's tried. Death, destruction, depravity, poverty, starvation. I can go right on down the list. You know, what to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. By the way, are you one of those people out there, your Thanksgiving dinner, as I sidetrack here, do you make people go around the table and tell everyone what they're thankful for? I don't do that. I host Thanksgiving. Not happening. I'm not going to put you on the spot. If you're invited over to my house for Thanksgiving, I won't do that to you. I won't do that to you. Why stress people out? That's what I say. Don't stress people out on Thanksgiving. Put them on a spot like that. Anyway, we all should be thankful by just taking a look around us and seeing where we were able to grow up in, able to build businesses in, able to raise our kids in. And that's honestly something that needs to be held on to. And, hey, again, I'm honest here on the program. We're losing it, kids. And that's one of the reasons why I've been on the air for so long, one of the reasons why I do what I do. Try to educate people that it's worth hanging on to. And we might want to correct some things here and there to get us on the right path. It kind of happens on the fly when I'm doing the program. You know, last week we talked about on the program, I was making fun of soap operas. And remember, As the World Turns and Days of Our Lives, and I said, you know, I got to do my own segment here, How the World Works. Come up with some theme music for that. Almost like soap opera type music. How the world works. And capitalism. And there was an actual piece. This was a couple of years ago. I remember it was in the Huffington Post, trying to make capitalism a dirty word. No kidding. How to make capitalism a dirty word. Meanwhile, the founder of the Huffington Post, Arianna Huffington, got enormously wealthy because she married a guy that was a capitalist, was a business owner, made money. And in fact, you know, her publication there, the Huffington Post, didn't she sell the thing for a profit? You need to stop trying to tinker with capitalism. Because that's what everybody tries to do. All the wizards of smart out there, they think that they can make it better. Or it's going to be more fair. It's going to be fair for everyone. And we've got to have equality. And they're never, ever capable of doing it. They only make matters worse. You can go right on down the list. Thomas Piketty, the French economist. You can talk about all the wizards of smart here in this country, from Larry Summers. Oh, I'm Larry Summers. I'm just the smartest guy in the world. Just ask me. Al Gore. Remember, what did he want? He wanted his sustainable capitalism. Bernie Sanders. Oh, he had his own version as well, where he's now, I'm kind of socialist, democratic socialist, but I want free Medicare. For everybody's on Medicare. Everybody gets free college. What about free rations, too? I'll go right on. Joseph Stiglitz. I appeared with him one time on CNN. Nobel Prize winning economist Joseph Stiglitz. You know what I'd like to do, and I think it would be a fantastic idea. I said, Trump finishes up his term in office. He's got to jumpstart The Apprentice. However, he's got to do The Apprentice with economists and politicians, where they're given money and they have to try to start their own business and see how they do. It's a joke. It is. And this goes all the way back. Andy Kessler wrote about this past week. 20th century economist John Maynard Keynes called for government intervention in the economy to end the depression that was caused by government. Isn't it interesting? Oh, so many problems that we have here caused by government, yet we look to the government to go ahead and fix them. It's moronic in of itself. He envisioned economists in control running the economy. It, almost like Plato's Republic. where you have like these thinkers. We got to have these thinkers that are in charge of everything. Right. Sure. Sure. Then you got others out there, right? We've got socially responsible capitalism. What? I mean, we go right on conscious capitalism. Stop hyphenating the word. Stop making it something that it is not. Please. That's kind of like, was that George H.W. Bush with compassionate conservatism? Cut it out. It is what it is. It's having the ability to go out there and to succeed beyond your wildest dreams, but there's a flip side. You can fail too. You can fail too, and you will fail, and you will stumble, and you have to pick yourself up, and you have to keep going. You can be successful in capital as long as you stop looking to blame others for your failings and actually take responsibility and do it on your own. Oh, yeah, I know. You get all the lefties out there talking about equality and taxation. We got to come up with a tax code that makes things fair. Remember Barack Obama? He wanted to raise taxes, raise capital gains taxes. He was in a debate with Hillary Clinton. Why do you want to raise taxes? Because of fairness. Not because it would raise more revenue, because it was pointed out to him by the moderator. It was Charlie Gibson. Pointed out by Charlie Gibson. Hey, you know, Barack, every single time we've lowered the capital gains tax, revenues have increased to the Treasury. They didn't stop Barack. Barack still wanted to raise them because of fairness. No. Trickle down works. It's right before you realize. People think it's like mean and it's harsh and it doesn't work. Of course it does. And the funny thing is that it works in more ways than one. It works when it comes to innovation as well. The stuff that you own, the stuff that you buy that used to cost thousands of dollars is no longer thousands of dollars. Why is that? You ever ask yourself that question? Again, how the world works. I'm going to take a little break here. I want to talk a little bit about that. You know what? I'm going to talk about that in terms of, you know what? We're going to have fun with it. We're going to talk about Lamborghini. That's right. A car that I do not own, okay? Beautiful car. I love those Italian cars. Love to look at them. I'm going to buy one. But yeah, we're going to talk about that and talk about trickle-down economics and trickle-down innovation when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, the best in the business. All sorts of great stuff, account repair kits, you name it, right there at our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, they love dividing us, putting us in little groups, and haves and have-nots, and you have this and you have that, and let's get us fighting with one another, turning it into like some sort of middle school fight. Ah, boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know, it's funny. One of the sponsors on one of my radio stations, say one of our big radio stations down in Tampa, Florida, is a school that teaches people how to be airline mechanics. And there's just this great need. They need more of these mechanics that can work on airplanes. And these are definitely some high-paying jobs. Why do they need so many airline mechanics? You ever think about why? Well, might it be that there might be more planes in the sky? This Thanksgiving is supposed to be record travel. Record amounts of people are going to be getting on an airplane, going from here, there, and everywhere. Record amounts of private jet travel. Oh, yes, those evil, wealthy people that have private jets or can afford to buy them. You know, the people have to fix those things too, right? People make a living fixing those things. That's the basic concept behind trickle down. And it works in more ways than one. I mean, let's talk about the fact that more people are flying all over the place. I didn't fly many places when I was a kid. It was really expensive to fly. Now, you play it right, you can find all sorts of great deals from getting from point A to point B. I've flown from New York to Florida one way at a time, like about $120, $130, sometimes less. You know how much the taxi is just to get to the airport? It's like 60, 70 bucks there, if you think about it. Paying a lot more per mile in the taxi than I was in the airplane, that's for darn sure. But this is due to what? Capitalism. Now, I mentioned I was going to talk about fancy cars, Lamborghinis and Ferraris, and I think all those cars are cool. I could never bring myself, I could never spend that much money in a car. I'd go crazy. I'd be thinking to myself all the money I would not be making in dividends and in my investments with the thing. But anyway, I do find the whole thing kind of neat. And again, one of my good friends used to race cars. And he's a big, big fan of Formula One racing. And we were talking about it. And he was explaining to me and how, these car companies in Europe, they spend a ton. They spend billions of dollars on Formula One racing. It's a big deal there. And a lot of the technology that they gain from their Formula One racing trickles down into the cars that we drive. And it's fascinating to take a look at these Formula One cars and how fast they go now. And where they used to be, what, you know, 12-cylinder types of engines, they're no longer. It was neat when I was in Italy several years ago at the Ferrari factory. Go to the Ferrari factory. They have this this little booth you can stand in, and you can press one of their Ferrari Formula One cars, and it will play what it sounds like loud to be driving one of the cars. And the old ones were really loud. The new ones, you can barely hear them. It's extraordinary. It's the technology that's applied. And I saw this story, and I said, this is amazing. Lamborghini is teaming up with scientists at MIT. And a car that they're developing right now with the scientists over at MIT, in essence, is going to be a car where the entire body of the car is actually the battery. And it's not going to be lithium. Okay? It's still using that carbon fiber stuff. The entire car itself will actually be the battery. Oh, and it gets better. This car is going to be able to detect if there's any cracks in the body, and it will actually be able to fix itself. There isn't going to be a main engine. There's going to be four separate motors for each wheel. Now, again, let's say this car comes out 10 years from now. It's going to be expensive, is it not? But guess what? Eventually, it's not going to be expensive. Eventually, this technology will what? Trickle down into everything that we use. This is where you see these grand innovations, these advancements. You can take a look at any major technology. Remember, I remember when VCRs first came out. First, it was Betamax, and then VHS became the standard. Remember how expensive those machines were? DVD players, remember how expensive those machines were? Now they're nothing. Television. I had to go to Best Buy to pick up a disc for my video camera. Only 40, 50-inch television sets for a couple $100 for crying out loud. See, I remember paying over $2,000 for, what, a 40-inch plasma about 10, 12 years ago. This is what happens. Now, is this type of advancement, all you people out there that think socialism is grand, do you think that that's possible? In socialist countries? Do you think it's possible? It's not. Yeah, people look down upon, oh, look at these people who have some, and look at the money that they're spending. Their money that they're spending on technology and stuff today is going to allow for that stuff later on down the road to be affordable for everyone else. It's just how it works. And again, people still trying to hold on to the fact that they think that they can make socialism work. They think that they could tinker with capitalism. And they can't. Again, Adam Smith, capitalists here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Capitalism does not mean, okay, that you're there to get over on someone. That screws up capitalism. It's not about getting the upper hand on someone. It's not about taking advantage of someone. Business is about two people sitting down and both walking away happy. If I go to the deli up the street from my house and I go to get myself a nice big roast beef sandwich and the roast beef sandwich costs me $6-7, you know what? The owner is happy that he got my $6-7. I'm happy because I got that sandwich. That's how it works. It's simple, it's pure, and it works. And guess what? We should all be thankful for it. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We get back here. I want to talk a little bit about where have all the companies gone? Poof, they're gone. The Wall Street Journal must be listening to this program. They're kind of glamming onto one of my ideas here, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Also, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Mr. President.
He's here. Rex is here. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
President Trump responding to reports that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson may be on the way out. Trump made the remarks while hosting the Crown Prince of Bahrain in the Oval Office today. Democratic Senator John Conyers remains in the hospital with a stress-related illness, or that's what his family's calling it at least. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi in her weekly press briefing today on Capitol Hill said now is the time for Conyers to resign.
The brave women who came forward are owed justice. I pray for Congressman Conyers and his family and wish them well. However, Congressman Conyers should resign. Zero tolerance means consequences for everyone.
And House Speaker Paul Ryan agreed with Pelosi in his Capitol Hill briefing today as well that Conyers should, in fact, resign. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
One of the things that I've mentioned here on the program, and again, when I talk about it, people kind of they get that glazed over look sometimes, especially when I talk about it in person. And I you know, they're asking about the markets and the market performance and how well the stocks have done and taking a look at valuations. And again, you need to put things into proper perspective. And one of the things that you need to realize is that there's not as great of a menu out there today as there was, heck, in 1996. Now, you know how many companies were trading public in 1996? 7,322. You know how many companies are trading public today? 3,671. There used to be an index called the Wilshire 5,000. There still is the Wilshire 5,000. But you want to know what? There's not 5,000 companies in it. It's right around 3,500. There hasn't been 5,000 companies to actually include in the index since 2005. There has been a steady decline since the late 1990s. There's reasons behind this. Again, the journal talks about the way companies are financed today, and we've talked about that as well. How many companies are using private capital rather than going public right away and holding off from taking their company public. Eventually they do. Eventually they do, and we've seen what's happened. More often than not, it's at an absolutely ridiculous and insane valuation, ending up, you know, turning people into fools for purchasing those shares. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But bigger is better. Bigger is better right now in the world that we have lived in. And this is, again, you can trace this back. This is not just Barack Obama. This is George W. Bush, too. George W. Bush and Barack Obama were, how shall I put this, ginormous regulators. Ginormous. Huge, as Donald would say. Yeah, George W. Bush, he started out with Sarbanes-Oxley. He also did all sorts of other things as well, strengthening the power of the executive branch of government and giving regulators untold power. Barack Obama, for crying out loud. We saw what he did with these various different agencies. Bigger is better, because bigger, you have economies of scale where you can pay for all of the regulations. Not to mention the fact the regulations actually work as a, how shall I put it, a force field, a wall with a moat around it to protect from new businesses, from better ideas, more often than not, that can't compete because they can't get themselves off the ground because they can't afford all of the government regulations. This, to me, again, we talked about capitalism. This is not good capitalism. We love creative destruction. Creative destruction where someone is able to come up with that better idea. And you're able to take a shot. Yeah, you want to phrase it and put it in a framework? It's like Rocky Balboa, okay? It's like, honestly, why do you think so many people love that movie? Rocky Balboa, he didn't win. He didn't beat Apollo in the first one, did he? But at least he had a shot. He got a shot. There's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of people out there would like a shot. And I have to hand it. You have to. Okay. You want to see one of the main reasons why the economy is doing well? Why all of a sudden you get all these investment banks that were right behind Hillary Clinton. We'll talk about that later as well. Talking about 2018 being a boom year. It's because he's clearing the decks. He's making it easier for people to innovate. It's making it easier for people to grow. That's how it's supposed to work. Again, let me think about that concept again. And again, putting it into perspective in regards to market valuations. Less companies to invest in. 7,322 companies in 1996. 3,671 publicly traded companies today. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit when we get back. We could do a little bit, just a little bit on taxes. I know we've done a lot on that lately, but a big CI told you so moment when it comes to the SALT deduction. We'll talk about that. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Get all the help you need right there at our website. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Man, oh man, oh man. We've been talking a lot about taxes here and tax cut proposals and whatnot. And getting shot at from all over the place. People upset with the fact that I am all for the elimination of the state and local taxes. The SALT deduction. How could you? Are you going to raise people's taxes and you're supposed to be against raising people's taxes? Whoa! Hold on there. Okay. I am all for lowering people's taxes. But in case you just tuned into the program, we're also about doing the right thing. The SALT deduction, in my opinion, how shall I put it? It's immoral. Kind of like the death tax is immoral. Why is it immoral? Well, we are a nation where we are made up of different states, different rules, different laws, depending upon what state. We have states' rights. 10th Amendment of the Constitution. If your state, and I happen to live in one of the highest tax states in the country, I benefit personally, because of the SALT deduction. Eliminating the SALT deduction will make my taxes go up. I agreed. No one put a gun to my head. I decided to live in this high tax state. Should I not pay the freight? Should I not pay the freight? Now, I know we live in a world of subsidizing everything. Okay, and I go off on rants all the time about how the fact I got to pay for somebody else's Tesla. Is somebody getting a deduction because they buy a Tesla or another stupid electric car? I'm sorry, I disagree with that. And you know, the funny thing is, I'll get into that argument with people. I'll get into that people, you get conservatives out, I'd be totally against the Tesla handout, but they still want their SALT deduction. You can't get a little bit pregnant, my friend. You are being subsidized. Why should people who live in states that do not have state income taxes, why should they be paying for someone else's freight? It's not right. And exactly what I told you was going to happen is starting to happen. It's a little known story, not making national news. In New Jersey, just elects a new governor, and the new governor wants to instill a millionaire tax. It's been something that the Democrats have been working long and hard on in New Jersey. Another tax for people who live in New Jersey. A millionaire tax. Well, guess what? Democrat Steve Sweeney, who is president of the New Jersey Senate, guess what he said? He said, well, you know, this millionaire tax that we were going to have to put into effect, that we were going to put into play, we're not going to be able to do that if they get rid of the SALT deduction. He says, I voted for this millionaire tax 7 times. I've said it's a top priority. But I'm actually getting very, very nervous now with what's happening in Washington. Eureka! Fantastic! Great news. Great news. Okay. Maybe these politicians in places like Sacramento and Trenton and Springfield and Albany, they'll actually have to start rethinking all of the taxes that they put on people. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home.
sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm sorry. The Wall Street Journal has changed a lot over the past 10 years. It really has. I think a lot of the journalists work in there, a lot of kids, and they don't have much when it comes to perspective. And I get a kick out of some of the articles and columns, and especially titles there. Here's one from this past week. Some fund ads misrepresent Morningstar ratings. A Wall Street Journal review found some asset managers are using incorrect ads to promote funds, and there is little policing of the practice. You don't say. Wow. You mean that some of these asset managers are I don't know, not telling the truth? Wow. In other news, water is wet. Come on, God. Again. And they're talking about policing the practice of some of these ads. If they do happen to catch them stretching the truth, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They will have them pay a parking ticket. That's all. They'll pay a parking ticket and they'll walk away. Hey, talk about policing the practice. What about all of the radio station advertisements that you hear out there for various different annuities and insurance products? And various different financial gurus promising the sun, the moon, the stars. What about the gold and silver ads that you hear all over the place, too? One lie after another lie after another lie. What about all of these stockbroker radio programs that they put on TV? Oh, yeah, I didn't show you this level of return. They don't police any of this stuff. Okay, this is something, again, I'm trying to explain to everybody out there, okay? The Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, they act on things after bad stuff has already happened. They put various different rules into place, but it's not preventative. It's not. Can they put their press release out from time to time and try to do various different things for investors to look out for? But again, I mean, a great example of that was Bernie Madoff. You had several different people out there pointing out to the Securities and Exchange Commission that this guy was a scam. He was running a lie. And they ignored it. Until it was all too late. Anyway, here's another. Here, shocker, surprise, surprise here. Wall Street banks secretly shared client information in online chat rooms in order to rig auctions for the $14 trillion U.S. Treasuries market. The move wrongly fattened the bank's profits and picked profits from clients. Again, these are Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, Morgan Stanley, Royal Bank of Scotland, BNP Paribas, UBS, I can go on. Yeah, did you hear anybody asking when Lloyd Blankfein is being interviewed on CNBC? Do you hear them ask about this? Now, do you understand that the structure of a lot of these firms right now, they're structured as such that they almost work like the mafia? I try to explain to you people. You know, you don't feel like going and spending the time and getting an MBA. You got to watch Godfather 1, 2, and 3 several times. You know, another good one, too, is The Sopranos, because The Sopranos shows the structure of the entire criminal enterprise and how you can keep everybody at arm's length. Lloyd Blank was like, I don't know, it's a unit. I wasn't in charge of that unit. That unit acted on its own. What happens? They pay a fine. This is when you're picking your client's pockets. What does that mean? When you're seeing a pickpocket, they're a thief, right? So basically what they're saying is that these big firms are thieves, yet they are allowed to stay in business. Nothing happens. They pay a fine. And they walk away. Now, who's the fool here? I rant and rave about this stuff here on the program. Now, you actively, this story's out there, you actively know what these firms are capable of doing amongst the thousands of other stories that I've told over the past 18 years here on the radio and prior to that. Yet you still choose to have an account with one of these firms? At that point in time, when you get ripped off, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, it's your own fault. I sit here on the program. Listen, if you're one of the super big clients, okay? You're one of the super big clients there. It's a different story, okay? You're going to be treated differently. But unless you've got, the $15, $20 million account plus there, and some certain firms even higher than that, you're just a number. You're just a number. And knowing what you know now, you just started listening to this program today. Justify why you would have an account with that firm in your own mind. They admit, this is collusion, okay? I've been saying break up these big banks for how long? Here's case in point. Big firms that are supposed to be competing against one another for profits are actually working together to rip off their clients and line their pockets. And you mean to tell me you don't need to break up these banks? Oh, we'll take care of that. We'll put up some new rules and we'll put a new compliance officer there. Right. Sure you will. People, again, personal responsibility. You want it when? You want it when? Again, that's when you become an adult in life, is when you own it. You own it. You take responsibility for everything. Take responsibility for your finances. Take responsibility for your own accounts. Don't be a victim. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you. Account repair kits, consultations with our certified financial planners, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Mr. President,
he's here. Rex is here. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
President Trump responding to reports that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson may be on the way out. Trump made the remarks while hosting the Crown Prince of Bahrain in the Oval Office today. Democratic Senator John Conyers remains in the hospital with a stress-related illness, or that's what his family's calling it, at least. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, in her weekly press briefing today on Capitol Hill, said now is the time for Conyers to resign.
The brave women who came forward are owed justice. I pray for Congressman Conyers and his family and wish them well. However, Congressman Conyers should resign. Zero tolerance means consequences for everyone.
And House Speaker Paul Ryan agreed with Pelosi in his Capitol Hill briefing today as well that Conyers should, in fact, resign. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive.